We have a story that comes before our reading for today. It's a confrontation that was not unusual for Jesus. Some of the religious authorities came to Jesus and asked him why his disciples ate before washing their hands. They believed that this particular command was a command from God, a command of cleanliness and holiness. They had a way of washing their hands one way and then another. They always had to have water available so this could be done. But Jesus confronted them when they brought that, because the Jews had figured out a way, the religious authorities had figured out a way to not help their elderly parents. It was an obligation under the law. Good thing for children to help their parents in old age to take care of them. There were no nursing homes. There was no Medicare, Medicaid. There's none of that. The only way an older person, when they can no longer work, would survive is for the children to take care of them. But the religious authorities had decided that they could take their money that really they would have to use to help their parents and declare it as being God's money, that they would eventually use it in some way for God's kingdom, and therefore they wouldn't have to spend it on their parents. So they were keeping one part of the law and they're breaking another, which showed themselves to be hypocrites. Because of that, Jesus had to confront them. He had to show them that, you know, the way that you eat, whatever you eat, doesn't make any difference. It's what comes out of the mouth. So we have an example of people who are blind, people who are unfaithful. Even the disciples seem not to get who Jesus is. So you have that one example of unfaithfulness. And then you have the story of the Canaanite woman. Jesus must have wanted to get away. And so he went outside the bounds of Israel. The religious authorities would never dare leave their territory. To do that would be to be unclean and defiled. And so Jesus was left alone. But somebody found out that he was there. This woman who had a daughter who was tormented by a demon. She wasn't going to give up. In spite of what the disciples said to her, in spite of even what Jesus said, she loved her daughter enough to even take ridicule and abuse. And so when Jesus said that he was sent only to the house of Israel, when Jesus said that it wasn't right that the food of the children be given to the dogs, instead of being offended, she was clever. Instead of being put off by what Jesus said, she was ready. And so when he said that you don't give this food to the dogs, he said, but even the pet dogs, even those of the house, can eat the crumbs of bread that fall from the master's table. Well, Jesus could not refuse her, could he? Jesus had to give her what she wanted. She may have realized even before she came to Jesus something that the disciples didn't know, and that was the love of God, which overcame any racial barriers. And that a person, if they want something from God, needs to be persistent. Now, you and your own families, and I think most of you parents who have children are a little bit older now will relate to this story about being persistent. John Maxwell, a writer, a speaker, tells a story that when his three-year-old son, it seems that one night he was putting his son to bed, and they'd had their prayers, they'd had their hugs, they'd done all those things. And just as he was ready to turn off the light, his young son says, "Daddy, I want a dink of water." Now, he couldn't say drink, but he could say gink. So he said, "I want, Daddy, I want a gink of water." And John says, well, you know, you had a drink of water when we brushed your teeth. You really don't need any more water. And so he walked out, and I guess the bedroom must be close to the den, and said he sat down in the den and began to open up some mail. And from the dark he hears, Daddy, I want a gink of water. Well, the cuteness of that particular phrase was wearing off, as probably would be most parents. He said, now, be quiet, go to sleep, there's not going to be any drinks of water. Well, about 30 seconds later, from the dark, the little boy says, Daddy, I want a gink of water. Well, John, I guess, had had enough. And he says, you're not going to have any water. You've already had enough. If I have to come down there one more time, I'm going to give you a spanking. No more water. Be quiet. Go to sleep. And so about 30 seconds later, from the dark, he says, Daddy, when you come down here to give me a spanking, could you bring me a gink of water? Well, how could a parent refuse that? If you think that's cute, that's the relationship that you and I have with God. We know that because God was willing to give his only son to die for us. And if he is willing to die for us, then we know that God wants us to have all good things. And even though we may feel put off when we initially ask for something, we need to continue to ask. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it'll be open to you. Now, what comes to us may be a little different than what we expected. The answers may be not what we initially wanted. But we can be sure that as God listens to us, he wants us to have all good things. So like this Canaanite woman, we need to not be put off. We need to be consistent. And we need to know that God loves us. Amen.